Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard. You're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. And I'm coming here with some leftovers from my episode with Rachel. She and I can talk. I think the first episode we did together, we ended up talking for maybe 5 hours after the interview. And you guys know the show. You know how things go. Sometimes we get far, far outside of the lines of beauty. I rein it in. I bring it back. But when people are interesting, you just want to let them go. And there's an intellectual chemistry going on when I talk to these women that I admire. They're smart, and I love the way that they think and the way that their brains work. And so anyway, this is just a tidbit talking about the future and voice technology and all of the scary stuff that is happening in the background, slowly but surely, slowly enough that we don't freak out about the progress. But if you really, really think about it, this is something that we as women, when we think about representation and shifting perceptions, we should be thinking about voice technology. And all of these new technologies are creating new dynamics and new stereotypes and prototypes of women that I think we should all be conscious of and question and think about how many men are programming these apps. And there's a lot here, and it does relate to beauty. It's all full circle, right? We are vast. We contain multitudes. That's what we do here. All right. Well, you posted this very interesting, I think it was a New York Times article that I read about, like, fembots, and
that was so interesting.
So interesting. But it was basically talking about, like, how Siri and Alexa... Mm-hmm. Oh, so, did you hear my Alexa just wake up? Like, yes.
She was like, Alexa, this is what kind of
age? Be quiet. You're not part of this conversation. But all of these automated voice tools are all women's voices, mm-hmm. and they're all designed to basically
serve.
Mm-hmm. And the author was basically connecting that to culture at large is gearing you towards these women that are seen but never heard.
Exactly.
And they use the Kylie Jenner as an example. They use the Kardashians as an example. It's so true. It's scary, actually, when you think about it.
What I thought was the most scary about the article, for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, there's an article in the New York Times called The Rise of the Social Media Fembot. I think that's what it's mm-hmm. called. If you Google any one of those words, you'll find it. But
I'll link to it in the show notes also.
Yeah, and I thought it was so interesting. Actually, my friend Margot had posted it, and I just thought it was so fascinating because as a woman, I felt really like, oh, it blew me. The article really blew me. I was like, oh my God. No, as a woman, it was kind of discouraging, but also really interesting. What I thought was interesting is how they made this connection to, like you said, these, what would you call them? Audio women, like Siri and Alexa.
Yeah. Voice activated assistants. They're like virtual assistants.
Yeah, essentially. They like related it to like, you know, men and how they're there to do what you want and to they're essentially made to be like physically beautiful, but like mentally vapid. Mm-hmm. And that the man's worst nightmare is when the so-called digital artificial intelligence starts getting a mind of its own. In mm-hmm. this case, that's a woman. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, like, is that a man's worst nightmare? What kind of man do you have to be to not want her to really, you know how a lot of guys think like this, like, I don't want any opposition. I just want her to be beautiful, like a trophy wife. Like, don't say too much. Don't think too much. Right. Don't challenge me too much, you know? And I'm like, I could never do that. Like, I would want a guy to be like, want me to challenge them and
then
be with a partner who's like equally yoked mentally and spiritually and emotionally, whatever. But the way that they wrote it and detailed it was just an interesting reflection of the times. It was one provocative to suggest what the future might look like, but it was also rooted in like what already exists.
Yeah.
And the relation to like Kylie and how you can customize yourself to look the way your followers want and how like her lips start to inflate and her skin tone starts to deepen and her hair color changes. Yeah. And like, granted, she's a real person behind all of that with real feelings, but like the persona
right.
is really interesting
right.
and how like you comply.
Well, what about the influencer who's fake? Like a literal...
Lil Miquela?
Yeah, like a literal, like, sim character mm-hmm. that's an influencer. And, like, I think you sent it to me. Like, Moncler sent her a jacket. Like, I was like, this is too much.
It's bizarre. It's really bizarre. But you guys should read it and see what you guys think.
Well, I know you always say, like, we're living in the future.
We are in the future.
And, like,
for sure.
Ever since you told me that, like, I just think about it all the time. I'm like, this is...
We're the future.
We're, like, on some weird next level.
It's really weird. It's really weird. And I'm scared of what the future will look like because I know VR is coming. I know artificial intelligence is coming. And that's the other reason why I get so frustrated with the fashion industry, because they keep referring to this, the word digital, like it's novelty, like mm-hmm. it's niche, like it's this new mm-hmm. cool thing. And it's like in 2018, talking about digital is like talking about oxygen. It's like talking about air. Like there's nothing that we're doing that's not digital.
Everything.
The way we order food, the way we get cars.
Everything.
So when someone's considered like digital, head of digital, it's like, what? You're head of...
I was about to have digital in my title and I was like, can I just be marketing? Because how can you do marketing without digital? Like,
you know what I mean? It's yeah. silly. And they're so far behind and they still want to do this. Like even the system, the wholesale business that you would, the idea that you would show clothing on the runway and then 6 months later it's in stores and expect people in an instant world to care. That's like telling someone like, listen to my album, but you can buy it in 6 months. It's like, no, I'm off that by that
yeah.
time. You know, it's like, it's I've
yeah.
already seen it on the red carpet. It's already sample trafficked, you know, all over the editorials, whatever. And they're living, like, the industry is living in this archaic model. That's why I say, like, that's why I kind of don't participate in it, because I'm really looking towards the future and what's going
right.
to come next. And
right.
I focus, like, our investments and our, you know, our business plan and the people that we talk to about growing on the future. And that's why it does seem like I'm apart from, like, I'm separated from the industry, because I don't want to play that game. That's a game of the past.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Like, fashion shows are not meant to be a public event. They were never meant to be public.
Yeah.
They were meant for insiders to have a conversation, to pick what was going to be mm-hmm, in the store mm-hmm. so that when it was in the stores, it was the customer's first time seeing
yeah.
it. So now it's like, you're going to do a show in February. It's not going to hit stores until, what, August?
Well, now they're trying to do the, like, see now, buy now.
But no one's really doing
it. But also, like, who buys clothes at full price? Who?
And that's the other thing.
No one. Everyone understands that by the time the weather is warm, all of this stuff is going to be 60, 80% off. So,
and
like,
everyone trains their customers to shop sale, and that's why no one does buy a full price, and that's why
right.
we don't ever go on sale, and that's why certain brands like Supreme never go, like, certain brands never go on sale
right.
because they train you to understand if you like, want it,
if you want
have
it,
to
just
get it.
Get it.
It's
yeah.
not going to change. This is what
yeah.
it is. And,
yeah,
if,
yeah, yeah.
and if it, you know, it'll just be sitting here. Like,
yeah.
it's, this is what the price.
Yeah.
And so when Wang announced that he was going to start showing in June, I was like, thank God,
yeah.
because I've been saying for so long to anyone that knows me, if we are going to do Fashion Week, they should be doing it in June and December. It does not make sense to do it in February and September, and you'd have to really understand, like, the retail chain and the supply chain to understand why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, like, it stays on the floor longer, and it doesn't get marked on a sale
yeah.
as soon,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, a bunch of reasons why, you know, the season doesn't change in the middle of the sell-through.
Hope you enjoyed this leftovers episode. If you're feeling it in your spirit, in your heart, please go to the Apple Podcast app. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. I think I'm going to start releasing these more regularly. Dare I say once a week? I've been feeling like I can handle more. I can do more. I do this out of joy. I do this out of love. I appreciate the support you guys give me. And last but not least, I want to shout out my sponsor, Studio. I have a link in my show notes. All of my listeners get 20% off. I've been loving my wireless headphones. They are permanently attached to me. I think I'm going to order a second pair. My brother's jealous that I have them, so now he wants them. Studio.com, linked in the show notes. They have amazing, amazing headphones with really great design. Use the code NAKEDBEAUTY at checkout. Again, that's NAKEDBEAUTY at checkout on Studio.com. All right, thanks, guys.